Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Jesus.
That's going to be cool to come on Friday.
It's got like 10 emails in 20 seconds. Knock Damn. It off.
God. Bing, bang, bong.
Bing, bang, bong. That's how you scare bears away. Bing, bang, bong.
Check out our podcast if you want to know more.
I don't know what we're talking about here. Anyway, good morning. Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. Happy Friday. Cruising right along. Don't forget, another qualifying round is today with Screaming Yellow Summer and AIR. We're going to tell you more about that in a little bit. Right now, though, let's keep removing. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Oh,
what's happening?
I love them over there, man. They're the best. Hey, folks, if you own a snake, put a effing weight or something on its lid because I'm tired of reading stories about loose snakes.
Like a tracking device, a leash. You know, maybe put it in the cage with a brick on top of the...
Something. So yeah. I bring this up because earlier this week we read a story about a loose cobra, okay? Some guy who had, that common pet of a cobra, it got out of his house and was terrorizing a neighborhood. Well, now at a mall in Baton Rouge, death snakes, all right? Murder snakes. A mall in Baton Rouge.
It's the worst kind of nope rope you can let loose.
Nope rope. That's fantastic. That's exactly what a snake is. So a mall in Baton Rouge has apparently a loose 12-foot-long python somewhere. They haven't been able to find it. It slithered out of its enclosure at the mall zoo, and now they're looking for it, okay? They can't find it. They can't find this Burmese python.
The thing will choke you out so fast. You'll be in the buckle. Flipping through the clearance section, all of a sudden,
Sitting
right around
there,
the neck.
Sitting there trying to enjoy your what's the pizza place that they have at malls? I swear to God, it's only at the malls.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
God, what is it? Anyway, you're enjoying that pizza that's only at the malls, okay?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, a snake wraps around your neck, chokes you out, and then slithers away like nothing, okay?
No. How about this? Now they eat you at the end. Could you imagine walking into that? Like you walk into a Bed Bath & Beyond and all of a sudden just a half a body is getting engulfed.
Like here's the other thing we really need to...
These things eat like deer.
Yeah. You know how many kids get lost from their parents, separated from their parents at malls? How many times a year?
If you are the mother of little Timmy Johnson, he is at the...
There's going to be so many children eaten by this python if they don't find it, okay?
You imagine that intercom thing.
Hey, little Timmy, if you could report to the security office, little Timmy, we are looking for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Little Timmy's gone. He ain't coming back.
I don't get how it's so easy for these snakes to get out. Like, it's just the fact we've had multiple stories on this means that something needs to be done. Maybe that's how we get rich, Hunter. We develop a snake-proof escape cage or something. I don't know.
You know what, though? Honestly, they're pretty sly, man.
They are sneaky.
They can stand up a couple feet tall and get through tiny little holes. Yeah, I bet you it is kind of. Dude, could you imagine owning a snake at your house?
No, because that's the most ridiculous pet. I never got that. We'd be like, oh, yeah, I got a couple pet snakes. No. A pet is something you can take for walks. You can sit there and pet. Usually furry. Doesn't try to bite your neck. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't shed its skin. That's not a pet, all right? That's not a pet.
You don't have to have a heat lamp on it 24/7.
Yeah, you don't have to sit there and hold a live mouse with a pair of tongs in order to feed. That's not what pets are, okay? Pets play fetch, okay? Pets purr when they nuzzle up next to you. They don't strangle the life out of you and then unhinge their jaws and then eat you.
It's terrifying.
By the way, it was Sbarro pizza. That's what I was trying to think of.
Sbarro.
That's right. Swear to God, I only see Sbarros at malls and in overpasses on my way to Chicago there at the Little Oasis. Anyway.
Yeah, folks, still pizza, though. Still good.
Folks, just stop having pet snakes, okay? Leave them out in the wild where they belong, okay? For God's sakes.
Because they're going to get out and kill you.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. They're going to be pissed because we had them in cages and we were feeding them expired rats, okay?
I should be in the jungle.
Unleash the fury, Mitch. What is that in Road Trip? Unleash the fury, Mitch. unleash the fury.
Puts that mouse in his mouth. Oh, my God.
Look, Ollie, he's tasty. He's tasty. And then what does it do? It bites him on the hand. So, yeah, anyway. Yeah. All right. I know it's a movie with Tom Green, but still, though. All right, that is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.